What's going on, brothers? It's Lime Title the Name. Got an video for you. It's written title, High Value Target, Part 2. Here goes. Shout out to Cute Organic for his most recent video in regards to the topic of the high value man and all of these KS groupies who live vicariously through him and are actually calling themselves high value men in this unsightly climate that we're in. A lot of which, who call themselves by that name, are a bunch of posers and candy ass maggots. If that hurts your feelings, that's tough shit. So, I'm gonna go ahead and say it like this. A high value man in this current environment that we're in is a high value target. You hear me? A high value man is a high value target. And high value targets get picked off. And the ones picking off these high value targets are these 304s, these DNA dumpsters, these Cleon bitches, and these devious snakes in the grass who get sick amusement from destroying men's lives. That's the time we're living in. Especially in regards to the rent moratorium, the situation with Def and with Dale and Sonya Curry, the situation with PJ Washington, the situation with these celebrities and these millionaires and billionaires who are getting divorced in their 50s. So I hope you understand this, but a high value man is nothing more than a high value target. And for the brothers worth their salt and brothers who have eyes and ears to hear, we understand this. That's why we don't call ourselves by that stupid name. And hear what I said. That's actually a stupid name because, if anything, it's just an idea. That's all it is. It's an idea. It's fluff. But the groupies who live vicariously through that metrosexual image consultant will call themselves by this name, and a lot of them are too fucking stupid to realize that they're putting their safety and their lives at risk in this environment. Dale Curry was a high-value man. He got divorced. Jeff Bezos was a high-value man. He got divorced. That serpent in the high place, Bill Gates, was a high-value man. He got divorced. What does that tell you? A high-value man is nothing more than a high-value target. A nice, big, thick, juicy target for these Cleon bitches, these DNA dumpsters, and these snakes in the grass, whose sole purpose of getting married to these high-value men is to secure the bag and collect the loot. They've thrown morals, ethics, values, and logic out the fucking window. These 304s, these DNA dumpsters, these Cleon bitches, they don't care. You see, they don't live in reality. They live in their own psycho-fuck fantasy. That's why a couple of months back, you had these 304s basically saying, fuck the studies, fuck the facts, fuck logic, fuck reason. If I don't like it, it's not true. If I like it, then it is what it is. So basically, what they're doing is they're denying reality. But if we check this out, if you are a man worth your salt, if you have eyes and ears to hear, we can't afford to deny reality. Because if we deny reality, the punishment for denying reality is the cell block of the cemetery. But it's not the case for these 304s, these DNA dumpsters, and these Cleon bitches. They deny reality and take refuge in their own fantasy land up until they faceplant. And that's why I have no sympathy for them. They've decided to throw logic, common sense, reason, and biology out the fucking window. For them, it's do what you want. Fuck the consequences, fuck reality. Even if it includes your life, your health and well-being, they don't give a damn. If they say you did it, you're convicted because they said so. It doesn't matter if it's fraudulent, it doesn't matter if it's false. These are the games that they're playing. This is the game that they're running. That's why brothers worth their salt, brothers with eyes and ears to hear, we don't need to call ourselves high-value men, because high-value men is just a high-value target. And I really hope those groupies and those certain segment of minstrels can't get it through their fucking head. It's not a game out here. These trollops, they don't like you, they don't love you, they want what you have. That's a thief. That's what the fuck that is. That's a thief. Y'all need to wake up. It's not a game out here. Especially in regards to the Supreme Court's decision on this rent moratorium. So if you start seeing a lot of renegade activity in your town or your city, you understand why. You brothers need to stay safe, stay vigilant during these perilous times. You gotta do that. And you need to avoid this talk of this high-value man shit. It's just an idea. It's fluff. I mean, it is what it is. This is Lionel Mitchell. That's all I got. If you like the video, like, share, and commentary, feel free to subscribe. If you're new, visit my channel. You find a tip jar on the upper right side of the screen. This is your plus icon. All right, fam. All right, brethren. You know Drew. You know routine. Go away, the room. SYSPM. That's for these groupies. These 304s, these Cleon bitches, and these snakes in the grass who don't like us, but they want what we have, give them nothing. This is Mitchell PSA. More commercials. Sit tight. See you soon.